This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 7:45 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and we have in the studio the very, very lovely Kel from Well Well Well.
We're debunking all sorts of theories today.
We're all over the place, aren't we?
We thought we were going to be talking about gender pay gaps, but we discussed that yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Which would have fit in really well, but instead we're talking about gender pain gaps, which also fits in really well because I've got a bloody sore shoulder, and I know that's not what we're talking about, but, you know, my pain is relevant.
Well, a lot of people didn't realize that last month the Victorian government actually put out the results from a survey where they surveyed Victorian women around their experiences of chronic pain. Mm. And this was actually start to build the evidence base around knowing that this is a legitimate issue, and it's been brushed aside for basically far too long. So tonight, Jacinta and I are actually going to talk to the Minister for Health, Marianne Thomas, about the findings from this, because this flew under a lot of people's radar. And a lot of people, I think, misheard it and thought people were just talking about the gender pay gap when it comes to salary. But no, we are in fact talking about the experiences of pain of women, especially chronic pain. And one of the big findings was that 4 in 10 Victorian women live with some form of chronic pain.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because let's take this into the pay as well, right? Because if they're experiencing greater, like, whatever the word
levels
is, levels of pain, that then they're probably missing out on work. They have to take more time off. They have more doctor's appointments, that sort of thing. So then therefore they're losing out on the financial equality as well because of the pain inequality.
Absolutely. That is, you know, and that's one of those things that they're totally interrelated. And I think it also speaks to, too, like the fact that we are, that these survey findings are in a way groundbreaking is actually kind of sad because the reality is that for a lot of women, this media release that came out was not a big surprise. It wasn't news. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it hasn't been taken seriously, it hasn't actually been, you know, quantified, it hasn't been put into, and it's prompted a lot of reforms to support women's health. But, you know, it's chronic pain related to things like complications with menstruation, endometriosis, complications with pregnancy, menopause. And so it's, you know, you could, you know, be your bloody shoulder as well, I suppose. But no, yeah.
There is a reality. Look, there's a reality for, you know, bodies are different, and there's a reality for women's lived experience that there are more things that come with that and more things that need to be cared for that aren't focused on or looked at in any way, shape or form in the way they need to when we're looking at health, especially, like you said, Rach, with the workplace.
Yeah. This, like, what is the intention of this, these findings to be used for?
Well, they're actually, this is only the first step. The survey was only the first part, and they're now actually doing an inquiry into women's pain. And so people can actually contribute to that. I think, believe now, I will be talking to Marianne Thomas tonight about it, but it's through July of this year. Mm-hmm. You can actually submit your kind of personal stories and experiences to inform how they develop that. So they've kind of quantified, if you will, like when we look at research, we always look at qualitative and quantitative research. So qualitative is more around, you know, people's experiences and talking about the quality. Like, you know, fishing out the sort of finer kind of details, whereas quantitative is the numbers, you know, your leap years, your phantom balances.
You know what I think that would be really, really interesting about this is already just in my mind the breadth of differences that will exist within that data when people start to give their personal experiences. Because if I'm just thinking about, like, conversations we have, Rach, other conversations I have with my friend, even conversations I have with my mum, it's so very different when you look at what women's health is, even just in relation to these things that are chronic pain.
Well, and that's the other aspect, is it's about opening up that dialogue, because the thing that we do hear so many times when we do women's health episodes on Well 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 is there's a lot of times that women, whether they're going through menopause or younger women going through complications with menstruation, they just, there's not knowledge sharing. They're not, I think the taboo around a lot of women's health issues means that people aren't talking about about what's going on. And, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, we've talked about in sexual health as well. And I guess that's the one thing I want, like, all listeners, that even if you don't think this directly relates to you, if you were not assigned female at birth, you're not an LGBTIQ woman, you know, listening to this show, I invite you to listen to the conversation through the lens of, like, how does that parallel other experiences? Because those principles are still there. When we talk about sexual health and addressing the taboo and passing that knowledge on to one another, you know, that it's those directly relate. And why have we been able to make the progress that we have in sexual health, like in a country like Australia, but haven't made that progress with regard to cultivating a positive culture around women's health? Mm. So, you know, yeah, you should give a damn.
I'm super curious as to, like, what defines it as a chronic pain versus just, like, the sort of pain that people just put up with and don't.
Well, this is the thing. I think that a lot of people don't realize what they're experiencing is chronic pain. So right. When we talk about pain, and I actually have suffered from chronic pain due to a longstanding back injury. And of course, chronic pain is experienced by everybody, not just women. But yeah. The difference between chronic pain and what we would call acute pain is
acute.
Go. Acute pain is not so cute.
No.
It's just for a short period of time. So it's like an injury, you break your arm, that's going to hurt for a period of time.
It's cute because it's small.
It's cute because it's a small period of time. But ongoing pain, especially things that have existed for more than, like, say, 3 months, is long-standing chronic pain.
Wow.
You know, and that's, yeah, that's a thing.
That's so crazy. Mm. Let's get more into this. We're going to listen to a song right now. This is Alfie Templeton, Eyes Wide Shut.
It's 10 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It's 6 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. And we have Cal with us as we talk about the gender pain gap.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as to, obviously, pain can influence people's mental health. And
100%.
Just off air just then, we spoke about the fact that some pain conditions are being treated with mental health condition, you know, antidepressants.
I only just found this out while working on this on Well this week. And my mind was blown that there was such a strong belief that this pain is just psychological. And so we're going to just treat it with, you know, antidepressants. I was like, that's crazy.
Isn't it funny? We hear for years about how a women's health or needs were, like, especially in regards to menstruation, were treated wrongly or incorrectly, treated as a mental health issue, things like that. And we think, surely we're past that now. We've gone past that now, but we're still in this scenario where, you know, chronic needs that women face every single day are not being treated in the right way.
It's, you know, and I think it comes back to, for me, you know, it just goes to speak around how we have so many discrepancies, that there are people that experience health inequity. You know, that's literally 50% of our population there that experiences a health equity, and we're not doing enough about it. And it is really great to see, you know, the government, you know, Jacinta Allen's government and Marianne Thomas kind of finally making some traction on this, you know, and that's not due to their inactivity. They're fighting an uphill battle that long exists long past them. Mm. But yeah, I mean, Rachel, you're absolutely right. There's so many forms of, like, chronic pain. I think we'd actually don't understand pain well enough and the experiences of pain well enough. When you look at conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, things like that, there's a lot of stuff we just simply don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, having these conversations and exploring this a little bit more. And I mean, like I said, this, you know, there's been the team of us that work on Well have been kind of going, oh, we'd like to do pain series. And there are some people doing some really interesting research out there. This has kind of reignited my interest in research around pelvic pain amongst trans men. And yeah.
Have you seen the videos? I think it is a US-based company that actually have those pain simulators that they go to, like, exhibitions and stuff, and they get men to come and they go, okay, so this is what, so they put the patches on the stomach.
Oh, really?
And they say, so this is what the average woman's period feels like. And they say, you know, average. However, this is how this amount of the population feels. This is how this amount of the population feels. And, they talk about, like, the expectations of women to work through that pain and just show up to work even though they're feeling this. And there's, like, you know, these men who are like, oh, yeah, I can handle it, that then are, like, crippled down on the ground with tears in their eyes. And it's like, yeah, like,
this
here's a really good reflection of it.
A monthly experience that women have.
Yeah, it is truly fascinating. So,
and you're going to dive into that more tonight on the show, aren't you?
Absolutely. And we're going to hear about the reforms that they're making, the changes that have prompted this. And like I said, there's that inquiry into women's pain, which is open now, and it goes until, I think, the end of July. But yeah, look for that. The gender pain gap.
So we're going to absolutely listen tonight, and hopefully that will also be able to point people in the right direction on where they can be a part of
it. Yeah, absolutely. After 9 o'clock tonight, head to the Joy website, joy.org.au/well, and we'll have links to the out on the show page.
And we will have links to Well's podcast in our podcast of today's show. Before we let you go, I just want to also say a huge shout out and congratulations to the team at Well who have been nominated for a Media and Excellence Award for the Victorian Pride Awards.
You're listening to Joy Records.
It takes a whole team, and it's an absolutely amazing show that we have here on Joy, and it's really great.
Look, we're pretty proud of it. It's a pretty amazing legacy. I mean, I haven't been a part of it for the whole 900 episodes, but the show's been on air for nearly 20 years. So yeah.
And you're what, 21?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to see that next leap year that we don't have. The team, I won't even attempt to name all of the presenters that we have had on the show over the years, but yeah, we've been really fortunate. And I have to say too, you know, it amazes me because Well has been on air for so long. It always amazes me when I go to talk to somebody and I think, oh, they're not going to talk to us. Like they're two high flyers, academics, researchers from other parts of the world. And then they're like, oh yeah, well, sure. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. So I guess we're onto something good. So thank you very much. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It is our second nomination. We've never won. But
I know that feeling.
Triggered. Sorry.
You got it. You've got this. Fingers and toes crossed. Thank you so much, Cal. Definitely tune in to Well, 9 o'clock tonight. It's 2 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Breakfast. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.